USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bill prohibiting LGBTQ discrimination is headed to the Senate after passage in the House.
The yeas are 236. The nays are 173. The bill is passed.
The measure expands the Civil Rights Act, which was approved in 1964, and would ban discrimination against LGBTQ individuals based on sexual orientation or gender identity. The bill faces an uncertain future in the Republican-led Senate, and President Trump has already said he would be opposed to the bill. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio was the latest person to announce he's running for president in 2020 against President Trump. Aboard Air Force One, President Trump discusses de Blasio's entry into the race.
I just heard that the worst mayor in the history of New York City, and without question, the worst mayor in the United States, is now running for president. It will never happen.
USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The Standard Achievement Test, or SAT, is adding something new. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The group overseeing the SAT will begin using what's called an adversity score, which it says will reflect the social and economic background of each student taking the test.
What this tool allows us to see is there is so much more talent out there than a test score reveals alone.
That's CEO of the College Board, David Coleman, speaking to NBC News. The adversity score will use 15 factors, including the crime rate and poverty level of the student's neighborhood. Colleges and universities will be able to see the scores while reviewing applications. 50 colleges used that adversity score in a test run last year, and they plan to expand the program to 150 schools this year.
The National Weather Service is warning people from South Dakota all the way to Texas to be on the alert for severe weather and the possibility of tornadoes. Storms could affect over 50 million people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
2020 Trump campaign senior advisor Laura Trump says the president's new proposals on immigration set to give legal immigrants the best chance possible to succeed in America.
The president has been talking about fixing our broken immigration system for so long, and I think the whole point of what he's saying is we want to give people coming into our country, we want to give legal immigrants the best chance possible. It's good for our country to have people who are skilled workers or have certain education that will benefit our country, but for them too, why would we want people to come here when they're not sure if they can succeed? If taxes already are overtaxed tax system here when it comes to our welfare system and that sort of thing. But let's give these people the best chance possible to succeed in our own country.
And regarding a merit-based system, Trump tells Fox News we would be doing what many other countries are already doing.
Listen, there are so many countries around the world that use a merit-based system to allow immigrants to come in their countries. Australia, Canada, who are two of our very close allies, for example, use a merit-based system, and it works very well for them. So obviously Nancy's not going to like it, but we hope to see something happen here. If not now, then after the 2020 election.
Backyard chickens are being linked to an outbreak of salmonella. At least 52 people have fallen ill in 21 states, of which the CDC says a quarter of those are under the age of five. No deaths have been reported, but at least five people have been hospitalized. Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.